Thank you. the irrepressible Andre Lewis on keyboards. King of the drum set, little skinny Terry Ted Bozio from your career. And direct from Cushman Heaven in Southern California is where they keep up Roy Lau Bullpack.
Thank you.
after God made the poodle. About 15 minutes after we made the poodle, God made two very big mistakes. The first was called Man, and the second was called Woo Man. Woo Man looked at the poodle and said to herself, "Aha." And then she looked at the man and said to the man, "Sucker, go get a job so that I may trim the poodle." Now you have to understand that when the poodle was first manufactured, the poodle had hair evenly distributed all over its charming dog-like body. It did not have any of the adornments that you see on our poodle replica here on stage. This was solid blue, none of the yellow was showing. That's the way God made the poodle, that's the way God wanted the poodle, but the little man wanted to have a good-looking poodle that would get her hot. And so she instructed the man to go get a job. And what did that silly son of a bitch do? He went and got a job. He went out and worked his little fingers in the bone, and he came home with the money, and the woman took the money, and the woo man took the money. And the woo man took the money to the store and purchased at the store a pair of snippers suitable for the removal of doggable hair. And then she went home and shot part of the hair off the poodle. Got it right around the snout to make it look like it was a little longer, a little sleeker, a little bit more modernistic, a little bit more hip, as you say in your language. And then trim some from the midsection of the poodle, but leaving some on the chest so that the poodle had a virile, robust sort of dog-like appearance. Leaving a small pom-pom or bouffant area at the end of the tail. Make it look like it was going real fast. And then she laid down on her back right there in the middle of the garden meeting. This was, of course, while the man was out working to buy a new pair of flippers. And she gazed deeply into the eyes of the dog and took off her cavewoman pants and leaned back and stuck her legs up in the air like this and said, "Here, Fido. And the rest is history.
Who's the liar? Come on, who's the liar? I Thank you.
See, this is so sensitive and everything. That you can only look a little bit like a hippie while you're playing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, the seat was locked on Tuesday night. The room was dim, the band was tied. They did the bump together.
Into the toilet, fill it full of tepid water,
and then return only to strip the cheeks of the aforementioned college-educated woman and ram that nozzle right up her butt. And then you hold up the bag and pump her right up with about 2 quarts of wonderful water, helping her to figure out better things. Then you let her, then you jack off, and then you let her go back into the toilet and toot it out and say, don't call the police for at least 5 minutes. Michael Kenyon, great American, recently sentenced for I don't know how many years on the charge of armed robbery and aggravated assault, because apparently there is no law against giving a college-educated woman there is no law against giving a college-educated woman an enema against her better judgment here in America. And that's what the Constitution was constructed for, ladies and gentlemen. And this is our song. This goes out to Michael. We hope he doesn't get too lonely here in prison.
Lord, the pitiful scream, I'm
judge will have him. Your special guest. The DA will order a secret test. He's got his pudgy little thumbs in the side of his vest. Protocol. For the jury, folks, that's you. And the judge will say, that's right.
No poo-poo jokes.
The dragon, the bandit, we're all the same, saying, don't nobody, now have mercy for me. Soapy water, in the first degree, and the bandit might say,
I'm so proud of
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, he has some new songs that have never been played for real people, ever. And you're going to get the first shot at it.
You in the garbage can. Thank you.
So I just followed up the steps. right past the convenience and Stitcher, to where she kept her casting it. I stripped away her rancid poncho. She went out taken by the poodle. We did it till we were on gacho, and it was useless anymore. She asked me for a pet, and she was really a bore, but she wasn't on it. She got to pray with you. The dog was up here, and I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come in. I was really busy. And so she wandered through the garden, just like a shadow from the blue.
from Earth. I'm obsessed in the rains. I have existed for years. Very little has changed.
I'm a tool of the Lord, and who must be for I'm destined to rule.
And a regular little cure.
I might be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away.
I make you think I'm delicious
with the stuff that I say. Oh, I'm the best you can get.
Can you guess me? Yeah.
I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set. You will be where I need you. And you always that I need you. This day that we don't need you. Come here to help no one will need you. Your mind is totally in trouble. All the happiness coming is what I know. All you will do is you will know.
Oh,